Okay, we are now continuing Be'ez Hashem in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, so we're up to parak Dal in Mishnah Tazayin. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Holam Hazeh Domeh LeProzdor B'fnei Olam Haba. This world is like a prozdor, it's like a passageway, a hallway into the next world. Haskein Atzmach HaProzdor Kedesh Tikanes LeTraklin. Prepare yourself in the prozdor so that you will be able to enter the traklin, so that you'll be able to enter the palace. That traklin, the bartender says, is the place where the king sits. So Kachata, Haskein Atzmach. The Olam Haba. You want to be able to be Zocha to Olam Haba. Mishnah Yudzayin. Hu Haya Omer. Rabbi Yaakov used to say, Yafa Shahachas B'tshuva Meisim Tovim B'Olam Hazeh. It's better to spend one Sha'a, one moment in Tshuva Meisim Tovim in this world, Mikol Chay Olam Haba, than all of the Chay Olam Haba that a person could ever experience. Bar Tanur explains that Mikol Chay Olam Haba, Lefi Shabos Zman, Eina Tshuva Meisim Tovim, Mahanin Lo Adam, Shein Olam Haba, Ele Kabel Sachar Al Mashakim Olam Hazeh. That it's going to be too late to do these things in Olam Haba. Hayom la'asosam l'machar is l'kabel scharam. V'yafa sha'acha shel koros ruach b'Olam Haba. And one moment of the pleasure that one has in Olam Haba is better mikol chay Olam Hazeh than all of the pleasures that people experience in this world. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tezayin, we said that Rabbi Yaakov said that this world is like a passageway toward Olam Haba, and you got to prepare yourself before you enter into the king's chamber. And then in Mishnah Zion, we said that Rabbi Yaakov also said that one moment of tshuva and ma'asim tovim in this world is more productive for him than all of Chayil Mabah, and one moment of pleasure of Olam Haba is more pleasurable than all of the pleasures of this world. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Daled Mishnah Yud Ches.